Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie. Today I'm going to talk about a recording of sacred music of Jacques Arcadel, a composer who is better known for his madrigals and chansons, and I'll offer you a serious listening challenge. Of course, don't worry. If you prefer, you can just enjoy the beautiful music. In 2012, CPO Records issued the Josquin Capella's recording called Estote Fortes in Bello, Sacred Works of Jacques Arcadel. Director Meinolf Buser has chosen a program that includes the Missa Ave Regina Celorum, part of the Lamentations of Jeremiah, and several motets, which altogether make up a significant portion of Arcadel's sacred output. Jacques Arcadel was born in what is now Belgium in 1507 and had reached Florence by the 1530s, where he stayed until he went to Rome to sing in the Cappella Julia for a short time, and then the Cappella Sistina until 1551. Arcadel ended his days in France in 1568. Most of the singers in the Cappella Sistina were also composers. It is in fact likely that improvisation of polyphony was very common. So in a way, all singers were composers by definition, if composers by committee. Of course, we only get to experience the music that got written down or even published, therefore was very likely at least a bit more polished than ensemble improvisation. But wouldn't it be interesting to hear what singers who were good composers could improvise in groups? In the meantime, we get to hear written down music of a composer who bridged the stylistic gap between the Josquin generation and Palestrina at the Sistine Chapel. As you might expect of the person known as one of the founders of the Italian madrigal, the painting of text is one of Arcadel's specialties. Listen, for example, to some of the title track, the motet Estote Fortes in Bello. The text refers to St. Michael, who was known as a dragon slayer and gradually took on the role as leader of the army of God against evil. Its first line, which you'll hear, translates as, "Be steadfast in battle and do combat with the ancient serpent." Did you hear the sounds of battle in this music? To be honest, I can easily imagine the singers making even more of this. And okay, here's your special challenge. Listen to some of the Marian motet, O Pulcherrima Mulierum. Its text draws on the Song of Songs, that book of the Old Testament with the words that some feel are potentially harmful to the novice and should be reserved for the spiritually mature. If you listen very carefully, a few seconds into this little excerpt, you will hear Arkadel begin to add a fifth voice with the simple litany, Sancta Maria, Ora Pro Nobis, or Holy Mary, pray for us. Did you hear it? Come to think of it, you can listen to it again. How cool is that? And what an evocative use Arkadel makes of the expressive possibilities of words in a sacred context. That's it for this time. If you'd like to know more about this recording, you can visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, you can browse our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie. Thanks for listening.